Simon & Schuster Audio presents Target America, a sniper elite novel by Scott McEwen with Thomas Colenar. Read by Brian Hutchison.
This book is dedicated to the warriors of the SEAL teams that are always in the fight, even when dealt serious injuries and overwhelming odds. The fictional accounts are based on actual Black Ops missions. It's also dedicated to the memory of Tyrone Snowden, Ty Woods, and Glenn Anthony Doherty, former Navy SEALs killed in Benghazi, Libya on September 12, 2012. In the proud and storied tradition of the Navy SEALs, they took the fight to an overwhelming number of the enemy in order to save dozens of American lives. They didn't have to go. They went anyway. We will not forget your heroic acts, gentlemen, nor will we let others. Bravo Zulu. Scott McEwen. Prologue. U.S. Naval Station, Guantanamo Bay. It was mid-June and it was hot. Naeem Wardak could not remember ever having been so hot, nor could he remember ever having been more miserable. He was a prisoner of war in the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay, where he'd been held since his capture in the Weigel Valley of Afghanistan the previous fall. He'd been charged as a war criminal for the rape of an American female POW. And since his capture at the hands of SEAL Team 6, he'd been interrogated dozens of times by the CIA, grilled extensively on his knowledge of Taliban activities in Afghanistan and elsewhere in the Middle East. Not being nearly as tough as he'd believed himself to be, Naeem had broken early in the softening up process, unable to bear the strain of sleep deprivation and constant dehydration. Giving up hope of ever being found worthy in the eyes of Allah, he told the CIA men all they wanted to know, pathetically grateful for every hour of sleep he was permitted in exchange for the truth, for every cold bottle of orange soda, every meager meal. Toward the end, even the smallest of mercies had made him weep like a child in gratitude. Only after the interrogation ceased for good did his shame at last begin to catch up to him. Ultimately, he lost the will even to pray for forgiveness, certain that Allah had turned his back on him. And why shouldn't he turn his back? Naeem had failed in every aspect of the jihad. With a blistering sun at its apex, he sat on his haunches, sagging back against the chain-link fence of his 6x6 outdoor recreation pen, watching the Chechen prisoner lie on his back in the rec pen across from his. The Chechen was a young Caucasian man from the Caucasus Mountains, where he'd been raised as Salafi Muslim to join the RSMB, the Riyad As-Salihin Martyrs Brigade, at the age of 20. The Salafi movement was virtually one and the same as the Wahhabi movement, of which Naeem was a member, and under either name, it was a highly puritanical belief system that proponed violent jihad against anyone outside of Islam. Neither prisoner much liked or trusted the other, but they were both bored beyond belief, and since both happened to speak the North Mesopotamian Arabic dialect, they often passed the outdoor rec hours with meaningless small talk. Alex Zakayev, the Chechen, turned his head with a smirk at Naeem.
"Eh, have you heard the news?"
Naeem scratched at his thick black beard.
"What news?" he replied sullenly. "That American lawyer secured my release."
Naeem wished he could kick the Chechen in the face, knowing that he himself would undoubtedly rot in American captivity, unless he found the courage to take matters into his own hands.
"And how did he do that?" "There's no proof I had anything to do with those bombings in Boston," Zakayev said. "The pig Russians falsely accused me and turned me over to the CIA because of my ties to the RSMB.
He turned his head away again, draping an arm over his eyes to shield them from the sun, and slipping his other hand into his orange trousers to scratch his crotch.
"The Russians are pigs. I'm lucky the Americans have softer laws."
Naeem eyed him balefully.
"When do you leave?"
Zakayev took a moment to smell his fingers, and then scratched at his belly.
"The lawyer said 4 or 5 days."